Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever diary reading audio. I am super excited about this. I wrote in a diary from ages, I think like 9 through 13 or 14, so there is a pretty decent amount of content from the mind of my angsty preteen self. So I guess I will start reading. This entry is from 2014, November 13th, 2014. And it says, "My Thanksgiving has been decided by everyone but me. I am to go to great grandma's niece's house, Sherry, a lady I've never met, who's at least 5 times my age, and probably have to put on a conversation with Uncle Chris." For some insight there, he is my least favorite relative. He's very obnoxious, and very rude. Anyway, and a bunch of 60 to 90 year olds. Yay. That yay is sarcastic because it uses a period and not an exclamation point. FYI. I feel like I always get the short end of the stick. I had just learned that phrase, I think. So I think I used it in probably every single journal entry. Nobody ever cares how I feel about stuff. And then I put a sad face. More news. Not only am I going to the Thanksgiving thing, but also I'm going to Sarah's Nutcracker Ballet, which is 2 hours long with Grandma. Yay. That's also with a period, so that is also yet another angsty, sarcastic yay. Why was I even invited? The last time I saw Sarah, she said if I don't watch her eat ice cream, she'd dump it on my head. We have nothing in common, and I see her once a year, and when I do, she treats me horribly. I am surprised by this, because actually, I always thought Sarah was really nice, so I don't, I genuinely do not remember feeling this way. She tried to drown me. Okay. Kind of. Basically, she was just splashing water in my face on purpose and wouldn't stop. She probably has some evil plan to push a prop on my head at the Nutcracker performance. Wow, I was very cynical. I think I needed to relax a bit. Also, I'm not allowed to dump food on Chris's head. FYI, I'm unfortunately still not allowed to dump food on Chris's head. But I might anyway. Then I won't get invited ever again. My brother is pretty much the only one on my side. Also, I have to buy my own toothbrush. All right, so that is the end of this entry. So I'm going to end the audio here. I hope that this was entertaining and a nice window into the soul of 11-year-old me. 12-year-old me? When was this? 12-year-old me. That's embarrassing. I was kind of hoping I would be younger, honestly, so I would have, more of an excuse as to why I was such a brat. All right, so I will record another one of these diary entries next month. Maybe I'll do one from when I was younger, 9. I don't know. We'll see. Bye, guys.